far by your mistake. So the apes took him. So according to this study, Nachmish Rabbeinu wrote it before we die, but these apes took him were beaten by Yeshua after the material of Mish Rabbeinu. Shmuel, because I've seen Freyri Shehepti, Virus, not because I've seen the King of Yasura scheme on the commission. Al di Malkitzelim, al di Avon, al di Meishu, al di Eivu, al di Yusuf, al di Osof, al di Yishrei Shom Nikeira. Here we are, because I've seen this in the Lord, in the Kimmings. Chesk is the eye, because we shy and wish to shira shivin, the careless. And she can say, of course, we chesk is more so. The Nia Lutla says there, Ezra, because I've seen Freyri, Yashu, my Yom, my boy, until the count of Ezra. מסייר ולרבו, מרגיד ולרבו, אז בואו עד שביך את זה עצמו, ומה נעסקה, מה נעסקה? הוא לא הוא בלס פסוקים עם נחמיה, איפה, אמין נזרה, נחמיה בכחד. או ממה, ישוע כותב ספרי, ושנפסוקים שבתאירו, תניה כמעט לא אומר, שנפסוקים שבתאירו ישוע כותב, ניתן. והיום שמי ש... אבד אני שם, אף שמי ש... If Shamei she mess, in the Lochas the Kirsi is if Shamei she chay. Here the Kirsi is if Shamei she mess. So because of that, Mas Chavitzal Ramshbo put parentheses around mess because he thinks that it should be corrected to if Shamei she chay because the Lochas is written if Shamei she chay. Because of Bayom Shabbat. But I mean, both could be, both Kiyosois make good sense. And even though there it's written, Ef Shabbat Shachai, and here it's written Ef Shabbat Shemes, but both could be true. In other words, when we say, here I say Ef Shabbat Shemes, because of Bayom Shabbat Shem. So of course, it goes without saying that the Gemara doesn't mean after Moshe died the old, of course, after he died he didn't write. But what it means is if Shamei Shemes, is it possible, is it conceivable that the Psukim, the deal with Misas Moshe should be written by Moshe Rabbeinu before it happened, before he died? And if we are there is after Moshe Chayis, of course, Moshe certainly didn't write it after he died. So he must have written if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, not Yeshua. So he must have written before he died. So the Rebbeinu told him to write by Yom Hashemesh. I'll say more. I'll say more. So, but how is it conceivable that the Rebbeinu should tell Moshe to write that he already died before he died? Before he died. So if Shamei Shachai. And because of Ayom Shomeshe, Elad Kam Kosovreish, Havei Lekos of Yeshua, Dibri Rabbi Yehudi. So, what does Rabbi Yehudi say that our begin, it's inconceivable that Meshe Rabbeinu should write the Psukim, the deal, after Misas Meshe, why was that? That Moshe wrote many psukim that are descriptive of events that did not happen yet, that's no difficulty. But that Moshe Rabbeinu should be told to write psukim that are descriptive of an era after Moshe is dead, that's impossible. This is what the Bible says. Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda Vano Vanehem Omo Yerushine Efshar Sivatir Chosar Isachas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, it means that when Moshe died, the Sefer Torah was not complete. There was eight psukim missing there. And still it says, Mokiyah Sivratich Azeh. So he didn't go to Moshe. And he said, Sefer Torah Azeh. But Sefer Torah Shechosar Isachas. So here it was Chosar 8 days, yes. So how can he say, Mokiyah Sivratich Azeh? Ela, Adkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Well, the flip shot of the Dema means that the eight psukim according to Rav Shimon were written not with ink, not with joy, but with tears. Now, that doesn't mean that cannot serve as a precedent that the Sefer should be able to write Stam with fear. I mean, Stam has to be written within, but there it was a special halacha, the Ibsushi, that Moshe wrote, so woe and had to be written Bidera. Now, there is a possible pshat, that Bidera doesn't mean one pshat of Bidera is that the Dema, the tears, were the liquid, the ink, in lieu of the ink with which the Ibsushi were written. Another pshat of which it is in Dema, not that they were not written with ink, they were written with ink, but Moshe was shedding tears while he was writing the Ibsushi, the deal, La'acha Mitzvah. That's another pshat. But the usual pshat of Moshe Kisim Dema is that instead of ink, tears were used. So there is a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as whether they took in the deal. Like Mrs. Meche, whether they were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kedem Yisosei, or they were written by Yeshua. So the boy says, Layman, the Lord Kirab Shimon. In other words, Layman of Yudin with the Lord Kirab Shimon. In other words, the Shmuel of Tzukin Shemetei or Yochik Yerayso. Now there are many Pshotim and Shmuel of Tzukin Shemetei or Yochik Yerayso. One pshat. Yochik Yerayso, Kaleina Hithim Mapsiki Vrei. That's one pshat. Another pshat is Rabbi Mishulam pshat. For Rabbi Mishulam, so Rashi's pshat is that you cannot divide the Pesukim. Let's say, to call out one person for a few Pesukim, and then another person for the less Pesukim. You cannot divide. One Eilem has to read all the Pesukim. As a matter of fact, today the practice is the one who gets Chosn Torah, so he reads more to the Pesukim. He starts from Eilem to Kedem, Mitachas Reiseilom. So he starts. That's more to the Pesukim. But the Pesukim are included in that portion that the Chosn Torah reads. So according to Rashi, it means Yochi Kerei, so you cannot be mapsed. You cannot distribute the Pesukim to two Kohen. But one Kerei, that's one Kerei. Then Rabbi Yeshua and Ezra Rav Shach, Yochi Kerei, so that you cannot call up two people to read it. So it's mashma from Rabbi Yeshua. So you cannot collapse to be together. So apparently a contra, so that's the asogi against Rabbi Mishulam. Apparently a contra Rabbi Mishulam. So if there is a tzirech, a special hardship situation, so then two can also be the same parsha. Two can also not bad and some pastoral many shoes. So they want to get through a little earlier, so they call up two people to have one away at the same time. It's not a concept, because all the Rishonim say that it cannot be done. But Rabbi Yeshua Shita apparently is that even though the Chatchila it should not be done, but the evidence is alright, and if there is a tzeirah, it can be done. Mashem Kim Chesvim Shabbat Eilot cannot be done, even if there is a tzeirah. So Rabbi Yeshua Shita is the screen of Shabbat Eilot means that you cannot that you have to collab one care. You cannot collab two. Even if there is a special situation and an extra tier. So Shmuel Shibatiro, there is another pshat of Shmuel Shibatiro Yom Kippur. That means the Yochim of the Sacrifices. This is given rise to the minhag that the whole of Yeshua gets chosen tier. Why? Because he is the Yochim. He is the Chochem of the Sacrifices. So this is the pshat of the Mordechai mentions. Yochid Kirei Yisod, Yochid HaMiyuchad Bebeis HaKnesses. HaMiyuchad Bebeis HaKnesses. Then the Rambam has a pshat, a very strange pshat in Yochid Kirei Yisod, that it means that Yishmeh Tzukin Shebateiro, so can be read even if you don't have a minyan. Any other parashah in the Torah, so if you don't have a soul, you cannot read them. So you can read them even if you don't have them. All the other pshotim, according to Baal pshotim, so there is a special chumrah that attaches to Shmuel Tzukin Shebateiro. According to Rambam pshat, there is a special chumrah that attaches to the Shmuel Tzukin Shebateiro. Now, so the more is the kasha. Kiman oz v'od yom Rabbi Yishua Barav, yom Rabbi Gidu Barav, Shmuel Tzukin Shebateiro yohid kirei yisom, Leimer, Rabbi Yilich Rav Shimen. So the Gemara says, Afilu Teimer Rav Shimen. Oy, Ishtene, Ishtene. So now, so what was the Gemara's kasha? Bish Leimer, if we say, like Rav Yehuda, that Yeshua wrote them. So you understand this, why the Shemir Pesukim are unique, are different than the rest of the Torah. Because after all, the rest of the Torah was written by Mishra Beinu, the Shemir Pesukim was written by Yeshua Beinu. So that's why it's treated differently. It's treated differently in the sense that according to one pshat, that you can divide them, according to another pshat, that one person has to read them, not two, and according to another pshat, that the whole has to read them, or another pshat, which is kulek, or the Rambam pshat, it doesn't require even a solo. But according to all the pshat, it has a peculiar status. It's treated differently than the other portion of the Torah. Why? Because it is different. It wasn't written by Mishra Beinu, it was written by Yeshua Beinu, but according to Rav Shimon, it was also written by Mishra Beinu. Why should it have a peculiar status? So you might use the territory of Mishra Beinu, since it was written by Dema. So in the way, it has a peculiar status. Yeshua was a simple maxima yom Yeshua Beinu, and the Yishev, the Asker Ezra. Maxima was a manhav amaze, the Asker Pimus. Shmuel was a simple maxima, Shmuel amaze, the Asker Lechoz. Vidnosan Anon. Not because a simple Pimus, the Asker Ezra, 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 the Meishik was a simple passage of Yom, the year, the Zayel of Abin, the Lachme, the Lachme, the Lachme, the year of the Meishik. Now let's see the Rosh Narama, in connection with Shemir Pesuk Yom Shabbateo. Where is it? What?
135. Could there be another pshat in a rabbinic shul on connected the way we do it today, where one person has where there's a balkore and he reads for the ola, and that's what rabbinic shul.
Well, the things are discussing.
I understand.
The things are discussing. How long? ומי שביאגו אומרו, הוירו משמו שאם אחר מיסס מיישה הרי משתם ולפי חוך מותר ליוחי מקריס. I think that the Rambam explained the Gemara עד כאן הקדוש ברוך הוא אין ירומי שקיצי, ומכאן מלך הקדוש ברוך הוא אין ירומי שקיצי בדמה. So there are two possible pshat. One pshat bedema means it was written not within but with tears, and another possible pshat is not that it was written not with joy, that all the Torah is written with joy. So it was not written with joy, but that Moshe Rabbeinu was shedding tears. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu shedding tears? Because he was writing the portion of the Torah that is already dealing with the era after him. So that's the pshat for the Yishtem. You see how the Rambam says, Shmuel is Jewish but they own. So Mutal Mikri says it is a Knesset Pach Masor. And the Gemara has the Kasha. According to Rav Shimon, the Rambam passed it like Rav Shimon, that Mish Rabbeinu himself wrote the last day Pesukim. So why should it have a peculiar status, a unique status? It was written by Mish Rabbeinu, just the other portions. So the Gemara says, "Koyin bishtem ishtem." Now, if we say that "mitchikitzim b'dema" means that instead of ink, it was written with tears, so the whole "bishtem ishtem" has reference to the fact that it wasn't written with ink; it was written with tears. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, "Why is it ishtem? Hoyu mashmon sheim acham is a smeishim." In other words, because they are descriptive dates, psukim deal with the nira of Acham Mitzvashim, with the tragic era, Acham Mitzvashim. So, in other words, so that means that the Onich will be Dema. In other words, that this is how the Gemara expresses this fact, that these eight psukim were written by Mitzvah, with Yerim, but they were descriptive of a very tragic era, of a period that is Acham Mitzvashim. So that's Ishtem. So that's why it has to be treated differently. And Yochi cares. Because if the Rambam had explained the Beishikis Bidema, that they were written not with ink, but with tears, so then the Rambam would say, Ava Bishaka Teori, the Beishik Piyagwa Ongo, Hoi Bidichtibu Bidema, Hoi Bidyei, Lifhavi Bishtana. He's going to say, Hoyu Mashmon, Shem Acham Sasmeishe, Hare Mishtam, Ulifichoch Kital Yochimikas. The Rambam says, but anyway, the Rambam Shat is, Yochimikir Eison, that it means that, Bipoch is Masom, Kosma Aibetzal, Ulishomu Dobos Emeo, Umashom, Yochimikir Eison, Leila Shem Mavsik there. I mean, like Rashi's Shat, you cannot divide it. You have to read all the Psukim as a unit. Our practice is that we read more than Psukim as a unit. Tvav, Meino, Kikeder. But, Al-Pedin, according to Rashi Pshat and Rashi Pshat, so the eight Psukim have to be written as a unit together. And we came as our own Lago, Sheoheim in Mikris Batero, who Nevada Kere, Vein Hachazim Kere Ime, who Mashikosa, that's another Pshat, that takes this. Mentions. Umashe kosa kuinim zorosu mei vatzibo hechonau. The Rambam's job is strange. It is strange. I mean, that it doesn't require me. How could you have this at all? How can you? That's very strange. But the Rambam brings us two pshat. One, Rashi's pshat, and another pshat, which is similar to Rabbi Mishulam's pshat. But it's not the same pshat as Rabbi Mishulam. Rabbi Mishulam's pshat is You could say that perhaps Rabbi Mishulam means that, but from Tetzis, it's not mashma that way. So from Tetzis is mashma, but Rabbi Mishulam shat means when that way, when that way. And, but then, the Rambam mentions another shat. Number eight, what's the universal practice? Of course, Bisman Admore, so the usual practice was that whoever got an aliyah, he read his power. If somebody got aliyah, so he read. From Shemi to Shemi. Somebody got Kere, he read from the beginning of the Sefer to Shemi. And if somebody got Shlishi, so he read, and no one else, there was no one more Kere. Every Ewe read his part. That's the way it has to be done. But in view of the fact that the average inlay is at about 3A. So middle we have to engage about 3. But actually, who has to read? The inlay has to read. The inlay has to read. So if the inlay has to read, so how is the eight? How can you make the bracha? The inlay makes the bracha. Leo, Achel. Why? Because he's an inlay. But in what way is he an inlay? Why? Just because he took a walk from his seat to the bime and he stands there and all that is a terror. Anybody else could stand there and look in the Torah. All the whole team could stand there and look. So what makes him an alien? What makes him an alien? So the answer is because he reads the Torah. But he doesn't read the Valkyrie reads. So we say Shemayake, in other words, the Valkyrie reads. And the escapone is have to be made daily. So it is considered as a daily rent. As if daily rent. As if daily rent. So, that's why we use about me. So the Rabbi mentions another shot. The Rabbi mentions another shot. So that is all right in the other portions of the time. But in the Shemayah Tzuki Chepetero, so we cannot resort to Shemayah Tzuki on account of the fact that it's Ishtemeh because it was written in Deva, or Ishtemeh according to Rabbi Yudeh because it was written not by Mishra Benu, but by Yeshua. So we may be there the Chachomim of Misakim that the Valkyrie cannot be made in the Eile, but the Eile himself has to read. That's the reason as to why I read myself when I get hospital. So I read it myself even though I'm not a Valkyrie, because in order to conform to that. Alright. Now let's see the pitch. Shmei Yitzchum Shibetei Yohar, Rabbi Yishul Emo Yimatz, Mikam, Likro Yisrael, Chodei Sochet Fetsuki, Shol Likro Yimei Shmiach Tzivo, the Pasha Salosh means, so you could explain Rabbi Yishul Emo Tzivya, in the same way as the second Roshin in the Raya. But from Tetsus it appears that Rabbi Yishul Emo meant something else, that the Shmei Yitzchum Shibetei Yohar cannot call out to him. Because of the kasha of Rabbatam. When you are Rabbatam, the Kolatil Kulin Ameya Hokere, Kiditam Dile, Kogosh Nai Yotsu, Bomo Bibore, Tonya Mashiki Mateo, so right after Shmele Tzuki Mateo. So we see that Rabbatam understood Rabbi Yeshua not in the same sense as the Raiwe Tzuki Mateo. The Raiwe doesn't mean that Shmele Tzuki Mateo, you cannot call up to a alien. Whereas the other portion of the Torah, if there is a Tzerach, you can call out. It's only the Chatchile that you should call out in any portion of the Torah. But the Rambam explains it, the second portion of the Rambam explains it in the sense that you can tell about Tzerach to be made today. To be made today. But Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Mishulam is saying, Shemini Shuvi Shemetei, or only one Eilek, not two Eilek. So Rabbi Tam asks, Kol HaTerei Kumei, you cannot tell. To So it appears that the practice in this manner from the Tam was that when somebody got an Aliyah, so the one who got the Aliyah, he read it. And it seems that he got Aliyah, that he was, that the one who read it, the Aliyah, read it because of one too. But sometimes the Aliyah didn't know, not only the question of timing, just didn't know what the Nikudas are. So maybe in order not to be revised, one who doesn't know, because if the practice will be that when the ailing is a bucky and he knows how to read, then no Valkyrie reads together with him. But when he doesn't know, then the Valkyrie reads with him, so then people always talk. This one knows how to read, that one doesn't know. So in order not to be revised, the one who doesn't know, so it was instituted that no matter who the Eile is, the Valkyrie reads with him. But the practice was, it seems that the practice was, the Baal Kvi read with him, but they didn't also. They didn't also. So from this is it's mashma that actually originally it was even the event, it couldn't be done, even if there was a tzeirah. So two could not be. But later on it was enacted in order not to embarrass the Inibuki that whenever someone reads, he gets Aliyah. And that means he reads that parasha that he got Aliyah. So that somebody, that Ibuki, should read together with him in order not to embarrass, even if somebody is the biggest Ibuki. So somebody should read together with him in order not to embarrass the person who is not Ibuki. So that was a takone later on that was made. But originally it was also for two people to read. The old one of the Roshan and the Rebbe Shmuel Barak Yitzchok on the Mishte. The Chod Chazor in the Koyi Mikor. We came in. The Koyi Barak Yishtachto. Omo Yosea. Kishem Shemitot Yira Omi Beisir So. Kachon Yitzchik Omi Beibo Al Beisir So. So that's the Allah. I mean, this is the need. That whenever you have Kezator, so you have the Kerei, and you have to have one person standing on one side of the bima, and you have to have another person standing on the other side. If you have a gabbai, so you have one person, but you should still have another person standing on the other side, because he shape shape not tell you how they see also kachon tzlich and how they see also. So I mean, it's a remarkable mushroom. If the Yerushalmi didn't say it, we wouldn't be allowed to mention such a mashal. But the Yerushalmi mentioned the mashal. Because when the Torah was given, so who was the Naseh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who was the Mikabeo? Who was the Mikabeo? Meish Rabbeinu. For whom was the Mikabeo? For Klal Yisrael. So in other words, Meish was the mediator. Meish Rabbeinu was the Salsa is a broker, it's called the Salsa. The mediator. So Meche was the salsa. So in other words, Kishem Shitotiru Alisioso Ka Onutzikumini Bobisioso Abadali Mashma Shahazmini Zlakire Roshini Koyne. So that doesn't mean that he has to read together again. El Yami Rikoi Som Shishon Mikrit Kidishi Pinosin Teru Alisioso. In other words, I mean, Rishenim mentioned a very strange motion. In other words, so in Kriyas HaTeireh, so the Teireh is became the Kaviyot. He reads the Torah. I mean, what's the Pshat? So someone has to be the Kinnation. So that's the Gabbai. So there's the Gabbai. But there has to be another person standing. Because they were three parties in Kaviyot HaTeireh. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nesim, and Meish Rabbeinu, who was the Sarsor, and then Klal Yisrael, who are Mikabel. So at the Bime, so you have to have the Kerei, and you have to have, Gabbai, and then somebody else should stand. You can call him also Gabbai. So otherwise you have three. So it doesn't mean that Davke, there is a Kpeide, that the Shliach Tzibur, the Gabbai, should be together with him. No, on the contrary. That was also. And then later on, it was enacted in order to spare the Inibuki from embarrassment that it could be done. But this is only a concession to human weakness, because many people are sensitive. So if the Baal Kvi wouldn't read, together with the Kehilei, so a number of people in due course would feel hurt. But it's only a concession to human frailty. But on an ideal level, on the contrary, it was also originally. But then the Chachomim were misakim, in order to spare people from embarrassment, that the Baal Kei Rei should be together with them. But originally, it was also original. He says, not, and when Yerushalmi says it has to be al Yisil, so apparently there was someone who said that on the contrary, it's a hito if somebody meets together with Eilu. That's the aloha of al Yisil. So he says, no, that doesn't mean al Yisil. Al Yisil means that there has to be a gap. And then he says that perhaps that the pshat of the Silso is that there has to be, let's say, even daily is a book and he knows how to read, so he has one pshat, maybe it's a aloha that somebody should read for him. I mean, if he's not the perfect one, but if he's perfect one, then it's not trying to say this idea, so you only can spoil it for him. In other words, if he's not the perfect one, so then that's implicit of our seal, so that someone should help him out. So Yochbi Shiksas Misaya. The old Mashal Mugile, Shoyiku Shnagi, Hainishneyem, Shomim Bikiro, Hainishneyem Shomim. Now, there are two shittes as to whether when somebody is ailing and he doesn't know how to read, so many Rishim say he doesn't have to read. He doesn't have to read. In other words, the Botchriya reads and he is Yetzin because of Shemeya King. But then there is a Shemeya Rishim that the Eile has to read. But he can read Lachash. He can read Lachash. Now the question is this. Why the Rishayim who say that the Eile doesn't have to read the Valkyrie can read, and he needs why? But it has to be but he has to read the answer is Shemeya Kein. So because we apply the aloha of Shemeya Kein, but the Rishayim who say that the Eile has to read, it's more proper that one who gets an aliyah should repeat every word milo by milo after the Baltriya while he looks at the Sefer Torah, otherwise he will be carried about pain. So he should look at the Sefer Torah and repeat every word of the Baltriya. So he'll also be reading it from the Torah. But he can do it lachash. He'll do it lachash. So why does he have to do it? There are some Rishayim who say that he has to do it. Why couldn't we apply the aloha of Shemeya Kehine? Now, I mean, no one explained discussing it. But I think that can be explained, that Machleik Rishayim can be explained in terms of the Machleikis that took place between the Yisalim and the Yisimber and the Yitzim. Between Rabbi Sidera and Rabbi Tzim. Now, Birkas Kei Alim, so the Kei Alim, they have to say, Yivarecha for Hashem, Yishmerecha. So the Shaila arose, suppose the Kehen, who duchens, for some reason, cannot say the words. Let's say, he was sick, and the doctor told him he's not to speak at all. He's not to speak. But he's a king, and he does. Can the other king stand with him, say it, and be happy to be made to the king who just listens to the other king? Whether we apply the aloha of Shemeya Kein, or we don't apply the aloha of Shemeya Kein. So the Tzib said that we apply the aloha of Shemeya Kein. Just as there is aloha of Shemeya Kein, Kiddush, in Kriyas Amgile, in everything. So everyone is the Chayav to recite the Kiddush himself. But the Balabais recite the Kiddushin, and all the other people, I mean, they just listen. Because Shemei Yekeinesu is considered as if each one recited the Kiddushin itself. So here too, the Bisalemi said no. The Bisalemi said, because the Gemara in Seite says that there is a special halacha, Kesi Bochum, that when the Kehanim are Mivorech as Israel, so they have to be Mivorech B'Kehuom. In other words, Kehan will not be the kind of mitzvah if you go up to Bochum and then say, no one will hear. He has to say it, B'Kehuom. So the Mele, the Bisalevi said, there is a halacha of Shemei Kehane. So that is only Shalach when there is a halacha of Eide. Kiddush. The halacha in Kiddush that you have to say with your heart. You can recite Kiddush in whisper to. It doesn't have to be with your heart. So there is a halacha. Shemei Kehane, it's considered, it's attributed to the Shemei. Damn. But where there is a halacha of the Kehane, so the Shemeya is Kehane, but the Kehane is like, of course, that's what is not Lucha. Because if we say it's possible, right, that if we say Shemeya Kehane, as long as the one who recites the other Kehane, who does say the Kehane, if he is the Kehane, so it's attributed to this Kehane. So the Mele, it's considered the Kehane, alright, it's possible to say like this, but it's not Lucha. I think that now the question is by Kriya Sator, somebody is in, and the usual practice is that the Eile doesn't read, and even if he does read, so he reads a Glahash together with the Baltri, so the people don't hear it, it's not the Kiron. So the question is how is it Moneshek? If the usual way is that the Eilei, he reads that parasha on which he makes a bracha, now he doesn't read it, how can he make a bracha? So the Baal Kriya reads it. So the question is, if the Baal Kriya reads it, so the Melech, so he is Yetzeh with Shemei Kehane. He is Yetzeh Shemei Kehane. So that is all right. Now, that goes without saying that the Baal Kriya has to read the Torah of the Kehane, not in whisper. Because the whole purpose of the Baal Kriya reading the Torah is that the whole Tzibur should be able to hear. And if, let's say, the Baal Kriya will read in such a way that the Tzibur will not be able to hear, so then all the brachas, first of all, the Tzibur will not have any kiyum of Kriya Sator, and all the brachas will be brachas of Ator. So the question is, those Rishayim who say that the Kriya, those Rishayim that say that the Kriya does not have to read it himself together with the Baal Kriya, so why? Then he can rely on Shemeya Kehane, and Shemeya Kehane, but according to the Bisalevi, that where there is a Roche of the Kehane, so then, true, it's attributed to him, but the Kehane it isn't, so the Mele, it's not the Kehane. So how is the Tzibur Yitzhak with Kriya Sator? The one who has to read it doesn't read it. The one who reads it, he is not the Eilei. He is not the Eilei. So how is the Tzibur Yetzer with Kriya Sator? And even if we do follow up the practice of the Eilei reads together with the Baal Kriya, but he reads it only in Lachash. No one of the Tzibur hears it, only he himself hears. So the Mele, the Tzibur hears it from the Baal Kriya. And if there is a halacha, that the Kriya Sator has to be read by the Eile, so then how are we becoming Kriya Sator? So the obvious answer is, there is no halacha that the Kriya Sator has to be read, that the Tzibur has to hear the Kriya Sator from the Eile. The Tzibur has to hear the Kriya Sator. The Tzibur has to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. The tzibur has to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Now, whether it hears the Kriyas HaTorah that is read by Baal Kriya, or it hears the Kriyas HaTorah that is read by the Nehra, it doesn't make any difference. As long as the tzibur hears the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Nehra, some Rishonim say that it's all right if the Nehra doesn't read the Torah. The Baal Kriya reads the Torah. The Baal Kriya reads the Torah. The Baal Kriya reads the Torah, and because of that, if the Baal Kriya reads the Torah, so the Eile can read the Bracha, even though the Eile doesn't read the Torah. But in what way is he distinguished from the rest of the Tzibur? He hears the Kriya, so the rest of the Tzibur also hears the Kriya. Why? Just because he stands next to the Bina, so the whole Tzibur could stand next to the Bina, it doesn't make any difference. And is there a halacha that the Eile has to stand next to the Bina? Suppose someone has a very good vision and he stands at the other end of the shul, and here is the Sefer Torah rolled out, and he stands here and he has a good vision and he can read and he can see the Torah and read it. He can't make a halacha while he stands at the end of the shul. There is a halacha that the Eile has to stand next to the Bina. There is no such halacha that he has to stand. Of course there's the practice, but there is no prerequisite that he has to stand next to the Bina. So the question is, in what way is an Eile considered an Eile? In what way is it distinguished? In what way is it distinguished from any other person? From any other person. So we can say that if we apply the halacha of Kineya Keine, if we apply the halacha of Kineya Keine, so the Eile, the Kriya, the Baal Kriya has kavanah to be made in the Eile, has kavanah to be made in the Eile, so it's attributed to him. So the Eile is considered the demon. Kineya Keine, just as in regard to Kriya Samgile. The Baal Kriya reads the Megillah, and every Jew is in the shul is Yitzhak. But the Chiyuv reads that every Jew should read the Megillah from the Megillah. So because we apply the law of Kriya Keine, so here too, the Baal Kriya has kavanah to be made. The Eile, so the Eile is considered the Eile Red. Instead of the Baal Kriya reading the Eile Red, that makes him the Eile. And that's why he can make the Bracha. Because he is the Kriya. But, so that means that he is the Kriya for the whole thing. If we apply the halacha of Kriya Keine, so it means that he is the Keine for the whole Tzibur. Even though Metzias is the Baal Kriya with it, but he is the Keine for the whole Tzibur. But according to this halacha, that when something requires Kirov, so then we do not say Kriya Keine, and the Kriya for the Tzibur has to be Kirov, because everybody has to hear. So in Meile, the question is, according to Bisalevi, we cannot apply the halacha of Shemei Akeine, unless then we can say, not on Bisalevi, but the Mitzvah. So then we understand, although it's a shame we say that the one who gets an aliyah does not have to read together with the Baal Kriya. He can just be mechabit to be eating with the Baal Kriya's Kriya and to be considered as if he read it for the whole Tzibur. Because she may again it. And the halacha means that the tzibur has to hear it from the kohen. The kohen, the Gemara says that. But through the halacha of Shemei HaKohen, so the Yivarecha, that this kohen says, is heard by the tzibur. And it's considered as if it's said by this kohen. So here too, that is if we say like the tzibur. But suppose if we say like the Tzalevi, so then he shouldn't be able to be able to say with Kriyas HaTorah, he shouldn't be able to make the bracha. So maybe that's the reason of the other Shem will require that the Eile has to repeat that word. Why don't we apply the Aloha of Shemei Keine? So even if he doesn't repeat, he should be considered as he will repeat it. Because Shemei Keine, the answer is this, the Shem agree with the oneness of the Rishalayim. That we do not say whenever there is a Aloha of the Kelom, so Shemei Keine is considered as if he said it. But it's not considered as if he said it became wrong. So here too, I mean, it has to be became wrong. So maybe it's not shayach to say, Shemei HaKeine. So then you ask, Monefsha, if we cannot say Shemei HaKeine, so how is the Tzibo Yenitzel Kriyas HaTorah? So this Rishayim will hold that there is no aloche, that the Kriyas HaTorah has to be read by the, where is the aloche? Because that Torah has to be read, it can be read by anyone. And if it's read by the Mokriye, so they hear it. They are required to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. But why do they require the Eile to repeat every word in order that he should be designated as an Eile? Because this is a shame hold, just because the Gabbai calls out, Yai made Rebhum ben Reb Yezi, so that doesn't make him into an Eile. Why is he an Eile in the Taylor? Can any Jew in the shul make the Broche? Because everybody hears, no, only the Eile. The Eile can make the Broche. And if some other member of the audience, of the Tzibur, makes the Broche, so then it's a Broche Batole. So only the Eile has to make the Broche. That was the Takone. Then the Eile, the Teiro, has to make the Broche. Who is an Eile? The one who reads is an Eile. Whether the Tzibur hears or not is not important. The Tzibur has to hear. So the Tzibur hears the Malkriye. There is no Aloche. The Tzibur has to hear the Kriye from the Eile. It's two separate things. The Tzibur has to hear the Kriye. And the Eile has to say a Broche. Who is an Eile? Who is an Eile? So if we say, like the Tzibur, that even when there is Aloche of Kirov, so there is even where there is aloche of Kirov, so there is aloche of Shemei HaKeine, so we understand. But if we say like this Alevi, that where there is aloche of Kirov, there is no aloche of Shemei HaKeine, so in Mele, he cannot be considered as a Keine on the basis of Shemei HaKeine. So there is no difficulty with the whole tzibur being a kind of mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah, because it doesn't make any difference from whom they hear. They hear it from the Malkriya, so they are a kind of mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. But the difficulty is, the problem is, how can the so-called Eile, how can the so-called Eile be considered an Eile? In what way is he distinguishable from any other member of the tzibur? He hears, the other tzibur also hear. The answer is, he is an Eile because he reads, so he can make the bracha. He is an Eile because he reads, so he can make the bracha. So that's why it is necessary. It is necessary, according to some machine, that he should read with the whole tzibur. But it's possible. It's possible that most Hashem say that he doesn't have to read in the Malkriya. He just has to listen. He just has to listen. So if he listens, so it's considered as if he read it. So the Mele, and in other words, if we say like the Tziv, that there is a Aloche Shemei HaKeine, even when the Aloche needs that it has to be done, because wrong, so it's also right. But if we say like the Rishalevi, that there is no aloha shmei keine, if no aloha shmei keine, so then, according to the Mishnah who say that the Ewe has to be there together with the Shmiach Tzibur, then you understand, because he becomes an Ewe by virtue of the fact that he recites it, even though he recites it bilachash. But how about the Rishonim, most Rishonim, say, and we pass through, that it's not necessary that the Ewe should repeat after word, every word of the Baal Tereya? So then we can say that these Rishonim agree with the Svara, with the Shita of the Netziv. That they agree with the Shita of the Netziv. But even if we say like the Rishonim, that there is no aloha shemir keine when in regard to something that has to be recited, became wrong, so we still can understand the shite that the ele does not have to repeat every word in Bakri. But then you ask the question, if shemir keine we don't say, because shemir keine we do not say in regard to something that requires became wrong. So how can the Ewe make the Brocha? In what way? What identifies him as an Ewe? Why is he distinguishable from any other member of the Tzibur? So it could be, and this is some of the Dei Yisrael said that in connection with something else. When the Reform Movement began, so one of the first reforms of the Reform Movement was to abolish calling up a person to the Torah. They abolished it. The first Reform rabbis in Germany felt that this is inconsistent with the call. Say, Reb Chaim ben Reb Yisrael, it isn't nice. It's not consistent with the call to call up someone. So they abolished this practice. And instead, so the Gabbai, the Shamish, before Kresato, he used to tell every Jew in the synagogue, now you'll go up for Shlishi, you'll go up for Libi, you'll go up for Shlishi. And the Daily Israel fought against that. And one of the Daily Israel, I don't remember who it was, it's possible that Kabitzal Ramshko, he said that if you don't go up, so then you cannot recite the Torah. Because that is part of the Takonim, in other words, that the Eile has to be called. Midina Dimon. So in other words, if we say like that, it's a bit Chiddush. That, in other words, that the calling up to the Torah identifies the person as an Eile. So the Eile, we can say that even the Rishonim, who say that it's not necessary for the Eile to repeat every word after the Baal Tereya, he can agree with the Svara of the Netziv. He can agree with the Svara of the Mizalim that the Aloche of Shemir Keine doesn't apply to something that has to be became wrong. So how is the people Yetzer with the Tereya? The answer is there is no Aloche that the Tzibo has to hear it from the Ewe. The Tzibo can hear it from anybody. As long as somebody reads, they hear the Tereya. They hear it from the Baal Tereya, so they are Yetzer. And then, how is the Ewe who doesn't read at all, how is he identified as an Ewe? In what way is he distinguishable from any other member of the Tzibo? The answer is by virtue of the fact that the Gabbai calls him. Just as simple as that. In other words, the calling up identifies the person as a man. There were number of them who said that if you abolish this practice of calling up, so then it's a bracha lava. Why? Because the bracha has to be recited by the Ewe. Who is an Ewe? Why this one? Because he stands in the Bima. So everybody could stand in the Bima. Everybody would stand near the Bima. So what identifies a certain person is in Eilei the fact that he's called up. So in Eilei, even the Rishonim who say that the Eilei does not have to repeat every word could also agree with the Svara that something that requires Kilvon So we do not apply the din of humility to it. Okay, now we'll skip that idea, and after Purim on Tuesday, we will start the Akhir, so you should be ready. I mean, because it's difficult tomorrow, it's Yulian, so you should prepare up to that you press on down the tomorrow of the Akhir.
Shunun Hayin Bava Basra in Adarhitov Shin Mem, March 4th, 1980, and Tuesday.
Even if it's a dry water, where there is no water, so So, let's say he digs a barrier in order to store food in it, not to maintain it as a reservoir of water. Usually, barriers were dug, Bisman Chazal, for the purpose of maintaining a reservoir of water in there. But suppose it's a dry barrier. He digs it for the purpose of storing, let's say, apples or other fruits in the barrier. So it's also a mazik, because the etzem digging undermines the foundations of the kisla barrier. Even without moshe, this is Rashi. But Tensu says, lo yachdeya, kol hana ayra diizbu mayim. Only if the barrier is dug for the purpose of maintaining water in the barrier, then he is considered a mazik. But if somebody digs a barrier and for the purpose of maintaining it as a dry barrier without water, then it's not a mazik. He doesn't have to be mazik according to this. There is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesla. Every plow that you make, so you undermine my apple, you undermine my earth, my soil. So that tends to indicate like Rashi, not like Tensis. That's the Bokeh of Rashi, the Gemara of Kolomo Umore, every plow that you make. So, Vahim Rini, the Reforma, the Roshim Eisi Shomo, Maskra Ezek, Rim, the Vitzchir Saeze, Havim Kira Dilei, is made the Rabbi Eisi, the Yulam Shemaye, or Yitzori Chachokim Uvrochem. So that he says, without water, without moisture, is not a mazik. But the Gemara wants to point out that the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Yisi, who says that Alam is a mazik, but Rabbi Yisi is made there, that where it's given a delay, so then Alam mazik is a mazik. What it means, given away? In other words, he does something, he'll die. So, Machikin is a young Abbey, Hofi Yamo. He doesn't do anything with your dad. In other words, let's say, Shimon had a bear here, and Obein and his princess wants to plant a tree. When he plants the tree, he doesn't do anything. It will take months and months until the Shaloshim will sprout forth. And then, when the Shaloshim will sprout forth and start spreading, then it will undermine the pain. So it's not your delay. So I mean, he says, when he is entitled to plant a tree, and his friend says, no, ultimately it might do some damage to the balabay. Then it's not your delay. But here, so it is your delay because at the time when he digs the pain, so he undermines the foundation. So he softens the earth. He softens the earth. So the melee, but how is, so why did he soften the earth? So what's so bad with softening the earth? The answer is, if there is moisture, if there is water, so then, as long as if he didn't dig the bay up, so with all the water in it, so then it wouldn't penetrate so quick. But in view of the fact that as a result of the digging of Kolmoro Moro, he softens the earth, so mainly all the moisture penetrates and spreads. And then it undermines the foundations of the barrier. So in other words, it's really a combination of both. But why does the Gemara say Kolmoro Moro? Because if not for the fact of Kolmoro Moro, so it wouldn't be considered Tira D'Leil. But it's considered Tira D'Leil because through the digging, so he causes a spreading of the moisture in the bay, and that ultimately ultimately undermines the foundation of the Kesel Abeir. So in other words, so the Mora is only mentioned in order to make it here delay. But the Hesed takes place through the moisture spreading. And when you dig a Beir, so you soak the earth, by digging you soak the earth, and that causes a spreading of the water to the Beir Shokhari. So he says, Mili lav mishamaye, lohoni tzolech hachogi kumtochi. So the grow is medallic. The grow, you look up, I mean, in Simen Kufnun Hei, that being, so you see on the Beir HaGor, that the Beir HaGor is indicted from this phase. First of all, the Gor points out the machlokes between Rashi and Tzitzis. According to Rashi, it has nothing to do with moisture. And even if it's a dry Beir, so it's the Remazan. And according to Tzitzis, it is based upon the moisture. And if it's a dry Beir, it's not a magic, there is no Achoket. But Tzitzis is indicted. From the core is indicted from the washing of Tetzves. The Tetzves will be made there, even if it's in dry day, the result so is 18 of Achoke. But not Shio Gimotor. Not Shio Gimotor. The reason, according to Rashi, so without water, so there is a Mazik and there is a Shio of New Achoke Gimotor. But according to Tate says, why is there a shear of Tumut Rochim? Because of the moisture. But suppose there is a dry layer, so he doesn't have to be Malchim Tumut Rochim. Less than Tumut Rochim. He has to be Malchim. So how much? Well, so experts will have to determine how much he has to be Malchim. But the Goy is indicted from the washing of Tate says, since he says, Umiu ilav mishemayim lo yitzorech hachokim kutrochim, Tzitzis doesn't say, lo yitzorech hachokim klav. But he says, lo yitzorech hachokim kutrochim. That means that Tzitzis is making a certain concession to Rashi. And said that according to Rashi, so without matumte, so there is a hachokim of kutrochim, not less than kutrochim. According to Tzitzis, without matumte, so it depends upon the circumstances, and experts will have to determine how much chokeh there is, but it's less than Gimut Vochim. Because of Mahuki, because of Matumte, so there has to be a chokeh of a minimum of Rivah. Alright. Now, we saw this. So the Gimore has an abaye. What's the meaning of the sod b'seed? The test from God after the first two dots, after the second two dots, the test from God. The boy will make sod b'seed now, or you deal more sod b'seed now, because the verb, a verb in Hebrew grammar, can be in the chaver, it has the meaning of end, and it can be in the chaver, it has the meaning of all. So the question is, here the verb, very solvency, is it to be understood in the sense of end? So it requires both, he has to cluster with life, or it has the meaning, it is to be understood in the sense of all, either. If we saw the basic now, we don't know all the basic now. Shite, the resort is it now. These are priorities. The only sort is it now. In Kilo Bino, this is not. So, the more we refute that. The more, we should do not a higher Zekel, higher Zekel. Very shame. Ezekiel Matune, Ezekiel, Ezekiel, the Hagro. So here is the Rocky of Jesus, of Matune. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara has a bite, and the Gemara does not explicitly mention, is not explicitly mentioned a bite. However, the Magnish points out that the Rambam assumes that it was Nibshet. Since the Gemara uses the Russian, Pshite, the base of this is now, that the book is in Boba Mechabe, or not in Boba Mechabe, even though the Gemara refutes it. So that's only Viteras Triye. That's only Viteras Triye. But it's not but it is nifshim. However, the astonishing, the horse says that it was not nifshat. That it was not nifshat. Now, let's see. Give me. Okay, yes.
So since the Gemara here said
Pshite, even though the Gemara is Deiche, that also the Gemara is Pshite. Alright, but then the Mikos says no. The Shita Rambam is not that it is the Gemara is Pshite. The Rambam agrees with the Rosh that it's a violation. It's a violation. But why would the Rambam pass him? The Yosef is simply Ketzel, because the Rambam is Yosef. I mentioned that in the first period some time ago. I mean, that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh in regard to a Sofik in Achokes Nizok, whether it's Rachel Chumre or it's Rachel Mikol. So that machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh is in regard to the Mishnah that Chomon Beis, who gives the Chomon Chanush and Achdeni in the Shots Avoyim, the Chasitzor Yishon Chalere, who will reference Boko, In other words, that one is not allowed to open up a bakery beneath a storehouse of his neighbor. Let's say, suppose on the upper floor there is a storehouse. So, and one is the occupant of the ground floor. So one is not allowed to open up a bakery beneath the storehouse, because the bakery, there is an excessive heat in the bakery emanating from the bakery, from the furnace, from the stove in the bakery. So that is very damaging, it's very detrimental to the foods. I mean, if somebody has upstairs a storehouse, and if I set up a bakery here, so that will be conducive to damage, to detriment to the foods that are stored upstairs. Vishal Zaboyim, or let's say a dyer's shop. So he's not allowed to a dyer shop beneath the storehouse. The Rebbe Fesboko, I mean the cow shed, so beneath his storehouse. Because all these things are detrimental to the parents that are stored upstairs. So the Gemara says, Tom, in Moiso Refes ki Debes Leitza Muta. Boya Abaye, Kimit Vribitz Leitza Ma, Vibu Chalim Isma. So if the Refes, the Kauche, preceded the storehouse, and then it's Muta. So the Gemara has in Abaye, suppose he didn't set up the Kauche as yet, but he made all the preparations for the maintenance of the Kauche. Is it considered as he the cowshed refes was already preceded the itzel not. So the Gemara says take. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether we pass through the chumrah or pass through the kulin. So it's a violation. So the Rambam says that we pass through the chumrah, and the other one can be active, can stop. Let's say suppose Reuven made all the preparations for the refes on the ground floor. And then Shimon opened up the storehouse on the upper floor. Can Shimon demand, so it's a violation there, where the Shimon can restrain Reuven from maintaining the cowshed, the refes. Can he restrain? So the Rambam pass proves that he can, since it's a violation, because it's Vekel Chumet. And the Rosh says, no, so it won't be a hotel, Hamitz Chaver Ol Raya. So if Shimon wants to restrain him, he has to prove that he has such a source. How can he prove? I mean, no best man will pass him. Will pass him. Be badai that he has such a source, it's a violation, so no one knows. So in other words, that's the machleket between the Rambam and the Raya and the Rosh, as to whether Sofik Achok is Mizrok with the Chumre or is the Kulin. So according to the Rambam, Sofik Achok is Mizrok is the Chumre, according to the Rosh, Sofik Achok is Mizrok is the Kulin. I explained it, I think, I mean, when we learned the first period, that because I mentioned the last chapter in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, now Zion, there, who shvatem tzedek in Nishi Benochi to the Gere, so the Rach, Rabbi Hananel, in Sanhedrin says, who be Gere, what does it mean to be Gere? Like Lehi, lo yamin odom tanu, se chabayis, lo kishal gabar, gire, So that means that Chokas Nizok. So that means that according to Rach, Chokas Nizok is in the rising. Chokas Nizok is rising. But the question is this. So both the Rambam and the Rosh could agree with this halacha, that this pasuk of Mishmat and Tzedek Benishim Minochem Bebegeire implies in the rising of Chokas Nizok. But what does this pasuk imply? Does this pasuk imply Yisrus? Does this pasuk imply Yisrus? Or this pasuk implies just an Eser, an Eser? In other words, of course, this has nothing to do with the Eser Mizikin of being a Mazik. Because the din of Mazik, let's say, of Avodis Mizikin, that's Halachim Molokami. That's a meaning of Tashlum. Here, there is a Shushchein. And here, you find certain Mazikin that could not even be translated in terms of dollars and cents. Let's say, Avodis Mizikin, that's a Shei, a Pei, a Mabe, Heber. So they are mazikin that could be translated in terms of dollars and cents. Mashiachim in the Achokes Nizokim, in the Achokes Nizokim of Basrel. So that's chusim that a neighbor has a chus to restrain another neighbor from maintaining certain nuisances. Sometimes a certain nuisance could be translated in terms of dollars and cents. But not always. Let's say Reyacha. That's here the way in the basis made it, that Allah Mazik Mahalakh is actually from maintaining a nuisance. Let's say, in other words, so in the basis made it, that one neighbor could take out an injunction. What does it mean? This Husin or the Hachokas Mizokin is injunctions. In other words, that let's say if Ruben, let's say, maintains his conic on his premises, and that emanates a reacha to Shimon. So Shimon could restrain Ruben in maintaining his car. Could he bring suit for damages? I mean, how much money should he get? I mean, it's not something that could be that could be translated in terms of dollars and cents. Of course, sometimes it could. Let's say, suppose because of the reyacha, so Shimon developed a certain allergy, and then because of that he had the doctor's bill. So then he could say, I mean, he had damage. But suppose there is no monetary damage. Usually, I mean, reyacha does not result in monetary damage. It's just a nuisance. It couldn't even be reduced to dollars and cents. But there is this chushchein. So in other words, so we have to distinguish between the mazik of Olokame and the mazik of Olobaster. The mazik of Olobaster consists essentially in nuisances. Whether he is a mazik, there is monetary damage or not, that's another question. So we saw that from many of the Sheni, that even the mazik of Ezekiel comes within a chorismism. That certainly, I mean, couldn't be considered a mazik in Olokame, and Reyacha couldn't be considered a mazik in Olokame either. So, in other words, so the question is this. This Terasakosu of Ushvatem Tzedek Benishu Binochim Begirei has nothing to do with the mazik of Olokame. The mazik of Olokame, we have a whole parashah in Mishpotim, the mazik of Olokame. So the center of Mishpotim discusses the mazik of Olokame. But the mazik of Olobaska is implicit in this Zerza question of Mishvat and Tzedek Benishim Yoham Nirei. So the question is this. Does the pasuk imply a schutz? A schutz means that the neighbor, the shoch, has to restrain another shoch from maintaining a nuisance. Or it implies an essay, a miser essay of maintaining a nuisance. Or perhaps both. So you could say that it implies a schutz, it doesn't imply an miser essay of maintaining a nuisance. Or we could say it implies a miser essay, but no schutz. Now, if somebody is able to miser essay, that does not mean that the other one has a vested right of restraining. He was just in an Iseresse. Now, there is an essay of the after the Rachel to Mecho. So, Matalok Sano the Chavatu Sano. But that does not mean that every person has a vested schools to restrain the, every other person from doing something that would be hateful when it's done to him. That's an Iseresse. But Allah but that does not mean that every one person has invested schools to restrain another person, you know, from doing something that is Samuel Khabre. So Allah Samuel is Abed. But here, so the question is this. The Rach says, Ushmat and Zenish Loch Nigeri, so he has reference to the Khazan. Does it imply an Iser? Or it implies a schools? Or it implies both? Or it implies both? Now, what is the mocker for the Achotzizon? What is the mocker for all the Achotzizon? So, the Rama in Oishkut Zayin. The Raman is divided into Isis. So Oish Kuzai, that's on the Achim. So the Rama says that the Achokes Mizokim, Rama, in Oish Kuzai, this is on the Gemara Daf Chovov on the Daf. So the Rama says the Miyohan Maisei Gufe Dan Be Maisei Isurehu. So Rama says that the Nisya of Achokas Mizok, in other words, if somebody is not Marachik Mizok, he maintains a Mazik on his premises. So even though it is a kind of a Mazik that could not even be reduced in terms of dollars and cents, like Reacha. Alright, Oshon could be reduced in terms of dollars and cents too. I mean, maybe it is conducive to a lung disease. I mean, but suppose it does not result in any disease. So it's still a mazik. It's a nuisance. Reach or Oshon, smoke and so on. So according to the Yad Rama. So if somebody maintains Oshon, if somebody smokes, I mean, it means as simple as that. Even though, I mean, there are many very orthodox people who neglect all these things. But according to the modern world, Oshon, smoke, is one of the serious SADs. It does not have to be based upon the fact that the doctors say that it results in lung cancer. Even though, I mean, we see that people who indulge in smoking, many of them get lung cancer. There is one home in Chicago who has lung cancer, and he happened to be a habitual smoker who didn't stop. I mean smoking, I don't want to mention the name. So, who didn't stop smoking even for 1 minute. One time I had to see him. So he was redacted. I mean that he shouldn't even fail to smoke for 1 second. So he started to light one cigarette from the other. I mean, and still people, I mean, are not smoking on them. This is a misagon. According to the Rama, if you smoke in the presence of another person who does not give you the shoes, so you are even in the shoes. It's as simple as that. According to Rama. And Rama says it in regard to reacha in regard to smoking torture. So he says, Now, these things, with Neiva Lissiti Nichsho, and Vaipra Hakamichon, imply Yisroel, not Susi. They imply Yisroel. Of course, maybe you have a schus, you could restrain a certain person from being if I'm perpetrating the mitzvah, but it's not, it's on the basis of hafoshen mitzvah, even though, but it's not, the mitzvah in mitzvah does not imply invested right that there is a person. Does not imply invested right. Now, of course, you could restrain a person when every person has invested right to restrain another person in perpetrating a mitzvah. So then, so people come within the zakot of Shabbat and Tzadik and Nishim and Yochel and Yehel. So, just as a neighbor has his cause to